You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move. Hello again, and welcome back to Business English Pod. This is the last in our three-part series on cold calling. In today's episode, you'll learn how to deal with several typical kinds of objections that a potential customer might raise. When Steve first asked for an appointment, Linda didn't agree right away, did she? As you know, it's normal for even a good prospect to give you one or two negative responses. So it's important to be ready to deal with these and turn them around skillfully. Today, we'll be listening to the last part of the cold calling dialogue between Linda and Steve. As you listen, pay attention to how Steve turns around Linda's objections. Along the way, try to answer the following listening questions. The answers will be posted in a few days on our website. First, when Steve asks for an appointment, what is Linda's first response? Second, what is Linda's second objection? And last, how does Steve deal with Linda's objections?
Well, let's get together next week for 20 minutes to see if there's a fit. I can answer your questions and show you how our service can achieve your objectives. What's better for you, mornings or afternoons?
Maybe you can just send me a brochure.
Well, I can do that, but better yet, how about we just get together in person? I can demonstrate the system for you, and I'll bring along some brochures as well.
To be honest, I'm really busy.
That's okay. I'll only need 20 minutes or less. What day would be better for you, toward the beginning or the end of the week?
Okay, fine. How about Tuesday afternoon at 3:30? Can you swing that?
Great. That's perfect. And you're at 52A Washington Square, right?
Yes. Just tell the receptionist when you arrive.
Wonderful. I'll look forward to seeing you next Tuesday at 3:30 then.
All right.
Thanks, Linda. Have a great day.
Bye.
Steve did a pretty good job of dealing with Linda's concerns, didn't he? He's achieved the goal he set out for, which is getting an appointment. Part of Steve's success is his persistence. He briefly responds to each of Linda's objections, keeping the pressure on for her to agree. Part of it is his voice. Steve sounds warm, relaxed, and polite. He speaks slowly and sounds like someone you want to help. As we discussed last time, it's important to understand how your voice sounds. A good way to practice this is by recording yourself and asking other people what they think of how you sound. Now let's look in detail at how Steve turns around Linda's negative responses. As we go along, we'll also examine some additional common types of objections that usually come up. Linda's first negative response is a normal one. Maybe you can just send me a brochure. She doesn't want to meet in person. She just wants to have a look at the website or maybe see some promotional materials. What does Steve say to this?
How about we just get together in person? I can demonstrate the system for you, and I'll bring along some brochures as well.
Steve is careful not to make his response too long. He just asks for an appointment again and briefly states the benefit of meeting in person, which in this case is that he can demonstrate the system. Note the use of just in why don't we just get together in person? This word just makes his request sound softer. By being polite and brief, Steve keeps the ball in Linda's court. This is a sports analogy that's common in business. In tennis, you hit the ball from your court to your opponent's court. In the game of words, Steve politely hits the ball quickly back to Linda, putting the pressure on her to respond. By keeping the ball in your prospect's court, you make it harder for them to think of a suitable excuse for not meeting with you. What's Linda's second negative response? It's also typical. She doesn't have any time.
To be honest, I'm really busy.
That's okay. I'll only need 20 minutes or less. What day would be better for you, toward the beginning or the end of the week?
What does Steve do? First, he politely acknowledges her concern by indicating that he values her time. Then he asks for a meeting again. What are some other things you can say?
I understand. I'll only be taking a few minutes of your time. No worries. I'll just take a few minutes.
I totally understand that you are very busy, Ms. Smith, so I'll make it very quick.
I totally understand. I'll be really quick.
All right. So far, we've looked at how Steve deals with Linda's two negative responses in the dialogue. But what are some other types of typical negative responses that you should be prepared for? One type of common objection is, "No thanks, I'm happy with what I have." Depending on the situation, there are different ways to respond to this objection. If appropriate, you can talk about how your product will complement, that is, work together with, the customer's current product.
No thanks. We're happy with what we have. We've been using ConStar system for years.
It's great that you have the ConStar system. They're good. As I said, we recently started serving Pritchens in Rutherford. They also use ConStar. They say that what we have really complements their current service. So I think it would be really worth your time to meet. How about next Thursday, about 1 p.m.?
Another way to deal with this objection is to ask further needs analysis questions to understand your prospect's current product, then state how your product is better. Let's listen to some language you could use.
No thanks. I'm happy with what I have.
May I ask who you're using right now?
We use ConStar.
I see. What do you like most about ConStar?
Well, they let us book everything online.
Including your own meeting rooms?
No, we have to book those ourselves.
Well, with the Nexus system, you can even handle your own meeting room booking through our centralized database. And there's a team of dedicated help desk staff ready to assist you 24 hours a day.
Really?
You know something? We really should get together to talk. How about Wednesday? Are you free any time in the afternoon?
Okay. So you've dealt with, I'm happy with what I have. How about other typical objections? Another common type of negative response is, I'm not interested. How can you deal with this?
I'm really not interested.
Well, Linda, some of our most loyal customers had the same reaction you did when I first called, before they had a chance to see how what we will do will benefit them. We should get together. How about next Wednesday?
Also, sometimes your prospects will tell you that they're not the right person to talk to. You should ask them what they do. Then, when they reply, either ask for an appointment or ask who the right person is.
You know, I'm probably the wrong person to talk to.
Oh, I see. What do you do?
I'm the training officer.
Well, who would be the right person for me to talk to?
You should talk to Jen Mattel. She's the regional admin manager.
Great. Can you tell me how to get a hold of her?
To almost any other negative response, you can say, well, that's okay. Let's get together anyway. Remember, be persistent but warm and friendly. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Keep your responses brief so that the ball stays in your prospect's court. Now, it's your turn to practice. Imagine you're cold calling Linda. You've just asked her for a meeting next week. She's going to raise a total of 3 objections. You should try to keep the ball in Linda's court by dealing briefly and politely with these negative responses. Each time before Linda starts talking, you'll hear a beep. Ready?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of busy next week. Actually, why don't you send me the brochure? I'm not interested.
How did you do? Let's listen to some example answers.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of busy next week.
I understand. I'll only need 15 minutes of your time. What would be better for you, mornings or afternoons?
Actually, why don't you send me the brochure?
I can do that. But better yet, how about we just get together in person? It would give you a chance to see how the product works.
I'm not interested.
A lot of our best customers have said that before they had a chance to see our service. You know, we really should get together. How about next week? What's better for you? Toward the beginning or the end of the week?
What do you think? Of course, bear in mind that these are just examples. There are obviously many possible good responses. And remember that as you deal with the customer's objections, usually, the first one or two negative responses will just be excuses. The real issue may only come out after that, and it may well be important to spend more time addressing these customer concerns. In future episodes, we'll do more practice on comparing the advantages of products or services and on employing different styles of persuasion. So, now you've turned around the prospect's negative responses and hopefully gotten an appointment. Finally, it's important to close down the conversation positively. If you're unable to schedule the next step, what can you say? You might say, "Well, thanks anyway. It was nice talking to you." If appropriate, you can add, "Well, give it some thought, and if you change your mind, please give me a call." And it almost never hurts to say, "Have a great day." And in successful sales calls, it's always very important to leave the prospect with a good impression. So let's review some of the language you can use.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to meeting with you next Tuesday at 2 p.m.
Great. I really look forward to meeting you in person. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks. Have a great day.
And that's about all for today's show. And this concludes our three-part series on cold calling. Over the last three episodes, you've learned some great strategies for making yourself more persuasive, whether you're selling a product, an idea, or selling yourself. Today, you also practice dealing with some typical negative responses and closing down the call politely and positively. Remember, a key to successful persuasion is to ask good questions and listen carefully to the answers. Don't forget to check out the learner's notes at our website, which is www.businessenglishpod.com. Thanks again for listening, and take care. See you next time at Business English Pod. Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.